This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Several inmates were killed after a fire broke out at a prison in Iran's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
A firefighter puts out singeing embers from an overnight fire at Tehran's Evin prison. Speaking from the site, an Iranian TV reporter picks up a piece of burnt cloth from the floor. Tehran's governor, Mohsen Mansouri, explains this fire was caused by a fight between some prisoners in a sewing workshop. The workshop was set up to create jobs for prisoners. The blaze comes as nationwide anti-government protests triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody entered a fifth week. In online videos, gunshots and explosions could be heard in the area of the prison. Officials have attempted to separate any connection at the prison with the ongoing protests in Iran, while state media has offered conflicting accounts of the violence. Hundreds are being held at Evin, where human rights groups have reported repeated abuses of prisoners. I'm Karen Chames.
Russia has opened a criminal investigation after two gunmen shot dead 11 people at a military training ground near the Ukrainian border, authorities said Sunday, as fighting raged in eastern and southern Ukraine. A Russian-owned news agency said the gunmen targeted a group who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine, and then they were shot dead. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the resulting economic fallout have thrown 4 million children into poverty across Eastern Europe and Central Asia, the UN Children's Agency said Monday. UNICEF said that's a 19% increase since 2021. The agency drew its conclusions from a study of data from 22 countries. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday his country had been able to export almost 8 million tons of food by sea. During his evening address, he said that 60% of the transported goods were sent to Africa and Asia. This is VOA News. A standoff between a powerful gang federation and Haiti's government is testing how much power both sides wield and threatens to further derail a paralyzed country where millions of people are struggling to find fuel and water. In a recent video posted on Facebook, G9 and family leader Jimmy Chérizier read a proposed plan to stabilize Haiti that includes the creation of a council of sages with one representative from each of Haiti's 10 departments. A police officer was charged Sunday over the fatal shooting of a man who refused to stop at a traffic check Friday in France. Already in custody, the officer was brought before an investigating magistrate who charged him with violence leading to death rather than intentionally killing the victim, sources said. This is the 12th such death in France this year. 92 migrants were found almost naked and bruised after allegedly being forced across the Evros River from Turkey into Greece, Athens said Sunday, a charge fiercely denied by Ankara. EU border agency Frontex confirmed to AFP the arrival of the group in circumstances which the Greek Ministry for Civil Protection said sent out an inhuman image. U.S. President Joe Biden is using the need to help prevent the spread of COVID to expel Venezuelan migrants, and it's taken straight from former President Donald Trump's playbook. The rule first invoked by former President Trump in 2020 uses emergency public health authority to allow the U.S. to keep migrants from seeking asylum at the border. It's based on the need to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Candidate Joe Biden denounced Trump for it. Now, with midterm elections nearing and an increasing number of Venezuelans arriving at the border, President Biden is using the rule. The Gates Foundation wants to end polio worldwide. AP correspondent Sherry Adler has more.
In an announcement Sunday at the World Health Summit in Berlin, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $1.2 billion to help implement the Global Polio Eradication Initiative strategy through 2026. The goal is to end the polio virus in Pakistan and Afghanistan, the last two endemic countries. The group is also working to make national health systems stronger so countries are better prepared for future health threats. I'm Shelley Adler.
And recapping our top story, several inmates were killed after a fire broke out at a prison in Iran's capital. An Iranian TV reporter on the scene picked up a burnt cloth from the floor. Tehran's governor explains the fire was caused by a fight between some prisoners.